fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did, thanks.
I think you've been to the movies. Is that right?
I have.
Okay. What are we talking about today? I'm excited.
We're going to talk about Maria Callas, because I went to see a movie called Callas by Maria, which is directed by Tom Wolfe. And basically it's a movie that is Callas, in her own words, told through interviews that she gave and performances and things like that. And it's quite cool. It's 2 hours long, the movie, and the director is very kindly lets us see and hear full arias at some points, which is pretty amazing.
She was like a famous opera singer, is that right?
Yeah, so she was born in December 1923, didn't live that long, died when she was 53 in 1977, born to Greek parents, but she is a very famous opera diva, I would say.
It's the technical term.
Yeah, she sang in the bel canto style, which is kind of like, she kind of revived that style. And I was introduced to her many years ago by when I was a hairstylist, and my boss was absolutely, you know, enamored with her.
Cool.
And because she is quite a famous gay icon.
Mm-hmm.
And I luckily, he used to cook me these amazing dinners in his amazing house, and we would listen to opera.
Oh, I love
and,
it.
And drink red wine. It was amazing.
And it's quite young. Height of sophistication, really.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, I was only like 16. Yeah. So for me, that was pretty awesome.
The coolest thing.
So kind of, I've always had a fascination with her. But as well as just being an amazing performer and amazing singer, she was, a very well-known style icon.
Mm.
And she was chased incessantly by the paparazzi and things like that, because she had quite a full-on, I don't know, because she was an actress on stage as well as off, you know. She wore a lot of designers like Dolce and Gabbana,
mm-hmm.
Dior, and very elaborate headpieces and lots of pearls and things like that. Like, she always looked completely immaculate. And originally she'd grown up and had started singing when she was 9 to mm-hmm. her classmates and things, and her mum saw this talent and decided to push her, and her mother was very controlling and dominant.
Right.
And she had other siblings, but her mother always wanted a boy, and I think she kind of took it out a bit on Maria, and Maria was kind of considered to be the ugly duckling and was forced into working and singing to make money for the family.
It's hard to imagine her as an ugly duckling when you look at these photos of her. She is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And she's got incredible eyebrows as well. It's something I say, she's got a very strong eyebrow game going on.
Yeah, her face is incredible. And she originally was a lot heavier, and mid-career she lost about 36 kilos.
Wow.
Which was, a lot of people attributed that weight loss to her voice declining.
Oh,
because
dear.
Of the way, you know, that you sing when you're an opera singer,
health,
you know,
thing.
You've got to sing, you know, from inside, you know, your gut kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so there's some kind of like criticism about that. But but people were like very nasty towards her when she did carry that weight. You know,
it's such a hard life to be a woman in the public eye, especially at that level and in that sort of, when you're that kind of glamorous persona as well. People expect so much of you as a, I guess, as an icon or things like that. Yeah.
And she famously at one stage, I think it was like 1958, she was performing in Italy, and the Italian president was there and all that kind of thing. And she, the day before, she'd warned the theatre that she was not feeling well.
Mm.
But she said, you know, she went to the doctor, got some remedies, and they were kind of like, okay, let's give it a go. And during the first act, she could feel that it wasn't quite working.
Right.
So she had to cancel the rest of the performance.
Oh,
and
wow.
They phoned, like, they told the president of Italy that this is what had happened. And they were like, that's fine, but they didn't release that to the press, so the went completely nuts, and as did the Italian public, and there was graffiti everywhere saying how much they hated her.
Oh,
she was
God.
Completely vilified, and she'd had bronchitis, you know, so it wasn't like,
you can't sing if you've got bronchitis, you haven't got a voice.
It's not like she went, oh, I just can't be bothered performing tonight, but this kind of like plagued her whole life. People were just like so nasty to her, and she was married for 10 years to a guy who basically just kind of exploited her, lived off her fame, and then one day she went to a party held by Aristotle Onassis.
Ooh, la la.
On a boat.
And of course on a boat, of yep. course. She's the kind of woman who I feel only goes to parties on a boat.
Yeah.
And in a cape, a, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She always wore, like, capes and big winged, you know.
There's, like, a really good picture I've got open on my laptop here of her with, like, a sort of cape draped around her head.
Yeah.
And, like, she's holding it across her chest and she's just looking dead-eye down the camera. And I'm like, you look quite terrifying. I wouldn't want to fight you. You would win the fight.
I think,
absolutely.
You know, I think she really, her public... You know, she never kind of stopped acting even when she was just walking around, you know, when she's generally in the public. But she had an affair with Aristotle Onassis. And unfortunately, during that affair, he married Jackie Kennedy without her knowing. She didn't know that it was going to happen. And he married her and she found out through the press.
Oh, her life is just plagued with the press, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, so she had a very torturous kind of love life, but he basically didn't stop seeing her, you know, like she refused to see him for, like, say, a couple of months, but then they reignited their love affair while he was married to Jackie.
Jackie O.
Yeah.
Couple of fashion icons. Yeah. There, far out.
Wow. Yeah, so this movie had four showings. I went to the first one. Two of them are sold out. The next one is, hang on, I'll just bring that up, is next Monday at 6:30 at Westgate.
Cool.
So if you are interested, it's done really well because it is her talking. And she's, it's quite interesting because for all her strengths, she's not really a feminist. All she really wanted to do was get married and have children and give up her career because she didn't like it.
No, she was forced into it.
Yeah, and she felt that she'd never had a childhood, you know, and so it's quite sad, you know, but she's just, I don't know, so strong.
Remarkable person.
And just so stylish, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if anyone doesn't know who she is, look her up and you'll just see the amazing outfit she wore. There's, like, massive headpieces.
Huge headpieces. There's a really great photo here of her laughing with, like, enormous false eyelashes on and gorgeous curls in her hair. So many bangles and jewels and things all over her arms and a poodle on her lap just to complete the whole picture.
She never went anywhere without that poodle. Its name was Toy.
Toy.
And at one stage she had, like, a standard poodle, but she always had a toy poodle as well.
Just, you know, you've got to have, you know, a bit of everything.
Yeah,
totally. In the poodle realm. Well, thank you very much. So that's Maria Callas, and you're saying the next screening is Monday at 6:30.
Yeah, and the movie's called Callas by Maria.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Penelope.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.